that 84 independently owned pharmacies were affected by the recent unrest, most of them in KwaZulu-Natal, a few in Gauteng, and just two in Mpumalanga. Of those 84, six pharmacies were burned to the ground, and we had another 28 pharmacies that were completely looted and badly damaged. So right now, of the 84, we've got just less than half are actually up and trading again, which is wonderful. So that's within 4 weeks. And our aim is within 2 to 3 months to have the majority of the pharmacies open again and offering pharmaceutical services to their communities in their areas.
So you've set up what is called the Independent Pharmacy Emergency Fund to raise funds to assist these devastated pharmacies. Could you tell us more about that?
Yes, certainly. So these pharmacies, as the name suggests, are independently owned. So it's a pharmacy where the owner is probably the pharmacist who runs the dispensary, runs the pharmacy, pays all the salaries. So when something like this happens, it is absolutely devastating. Not only is it the owner or the pharmacist's livelihood, but it is the livelihoods of all of the employees. Very often they are the breadwinners in the family. And, of course, it is the pharmaceutical care. So it's the dispensing of acute and chronic medicines and the offering of clinic primary health care services to the community members. So it has a big impact on the community. Now, these pharmacists, they basically overnight had their businesses wiped out. And, you know, unlike any corporate structure, they don't have the backing that the chain pharmacies have. So, and they would be insured, and we know that there's SASRIA for this kind of unrest and damage due to looting and what have you. But apparently SASRIA can take up to a year, if not longer, to pay out. And we cannot be without these pharmaceutical services for more than a year. So we decided to set up this fund just to give an injection of capital so that these members could get up and running again. And that's the whole aim, is to raise about 20 million rand, distribute it equitably and transparently to these pharmacies and get them up and running again as quickly as possible.
And how much contributions and pledges have you received to date? And have you set yourselves any targets?
Yes. So our target is 20 million. Obviously, if we surpass that, it'll be wonderful. And to date, we really are so pleased with the contributions and pledges we've had so far. We are just over 10 million. And we've got more pledges coming in all the time, from the very big ones with the likes of Aspen PharmaCare, Discovery, Zydus, Adcock, Bidvest, to individuals giving a few hundred rand and pledging to pay a few hundred rand every month until the pharmacies are up and running again. So it's been a wonderful sense of Ubuntu as people have pulled together. Even the members within our organization that were not affected are contributing to the fund. And we are confident that we're going to hit the 20 million mark.
And what criteria will you use to select eligible pharmacies that will benefit from this fund?
All right, so we ran a survey, and this is where we got the 84 pharmacies from. And in that survey, we asked them questions about, you know, what sort of damage they sustained, what they lost, what they estimate the cost of getting the pharmacy up and running again. Because the mandate of this particular fund, which, by the way, we got assistance from B4SA and the Solidarity Fund to set up the governance structures. So the whole idea is that an eligible pharmacy must have suffered some sort of loss. So we are asking them for a case number, the affidavit that they filled in at the police station, and an estimate of costs. And as part of our auditing process, we will require invoices at a later stage to substantiate those expenses. In other words, to cover whatever monies we donate to that particular pharmacy.
All right. And how do you plan to distribute these funds? I mean, is everybody going to get what they apply for, or is there a percentage that they'll get? How is it going to work?
All right. So the 20 million would not be enough to cover all the costs. The average pharmacy probably carries about 1 million rands worth of stock. So just the 84 pharmacies is 84 million. So our fund is really just to relieve that cash flow constraints in the beginning, to pay for some of the consumables and get them up and running. And I must tell you, we've had a wonderful contribution from one of the NGOs called The Last Mile, who are giving us some mobile containers, which the pharmacies that burnt down can actually set up a dispensary in outside of the premises until their shops are up and running again. So we really had wonderful contributions. But anyway, the whole idea is what we started to do is we set up, under the guidance of the Solidarity Fund, a stream specifically looking at disbursement. And the first fund is to give an injection of capital as quickly as possible. And we've actually already paid out the first flat fee to our members of 25,000 Rand, those that are eligible and have supplied the documentation we require. The second tranche of monies that go out, they will be based on assessments of need, pharmaceutical services in the area, whether they were insured or not insured, and with the primary aim, which is just to get those services up and running again.
And lastly, Jackie, for anyone who'd like to send their pledges or make donations, how do they get in touch with you?
Okay. So you can email info@icpa.co.za or call 021-671-4473. You can also visit our website, which is www.icpa.co.za, and we would welcome any contributions, and we can assure you that every cent will go towards these pharmacies and restoring pharmaceutical services in the communities.